That's strange. I don't know. I can't smell nothing. But sometimes it's very dangerous. So I called the fire department. And I said, while I called city police. And they sent me a fire department truck at home. So I didn't call 911. Break. So, yeah, finally the fire truck came and they checked my carbon detector or whatever. And he says, you check, unplug it, and he says that thing is not updated, and the battery, if something wrong with the battery, so you need a new one. So my wife says, well, we apologize about that. Well, she says, oh, no, no, don't worry about it. We're there for that, so no problem at all. Anytime if you have some problem, just give us a call, and we'll see what happens, because you never know. Well, I said, okay, thank you. Back to you.
V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM, Friday. Yeah, you know, you did a good thing there, Pierre, and you never know, you know. Sometimes you don't smell that natural gas, you know, or especially if you're living in a house when there's a small leak, you'll get used to it and you don't smell it. So it's a good idea, but yeah, check your battery first or check it with another alarm. Smoke alarm or carbon monoxide alarm, natural gas alarm, combination. And that's the way to do it there. So, no, you did right. You know, they don't frown on that stuff because it's a safety issue. And, you know, here, you know, I don't know if it's changed. They've changed some stuff here in the fire department locally here, but usually I would call the, instead of the fire department, I would actually call your natural gas supplier, and which is Sask Energy in Saskatoon there. And that they have the better machines for checking. You know, because you have to test them every morning, and the fire departments, they don't usually test them, and sometimes you know, their machines are inaccurate. Here, you know, if they go and they suspect possibly a natural gas leak or whatever, they'll call Sask Energy here in Saskatchewan to come and verify it for them. So it's a free service because it's a safety call. And we don't mind those calls. They're easy calls for us, you know, because I used to work for the utility, so. And, yeah, and you got 24-hour service, so you can call day or night. So that's important, I think. You know, if you have an issue at 1 o'clock in the morning, you don't want to wait. 8 or 9 o'clock before you call. So call when it happens. There's always somebody on call to take your call there. So yeah, it's nothing to fool around with. I've had lots of close calls and even some fatalities with people with natural gas and propane and even fuel oil. So it's nothing to fool around with. When you suspect that there's a problem, call right away. Back to you.
8-6-4. Timeout.
Contact?
Anyway, yeah, you're right, Randy. Yeah, no, to my wife, they said, anytime, if you have a problem, you never know. So that's a good, you did a good job. Well, I said, sorry. No, he said, don't be apologizing about it. We're there, the safety first.
it's better. Your life is more important than the house.
So,
yeah, anyway. Oh, good morning, hey, Bill. How are you today?
I mean, this morning, VE1 Eco Papa, V5, Alpha Lima. Go ahead, Emil. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Randy. Good morning, Pierre. All listening. We got a station on frequency. I'm going to see if Chris will answer. Kilo Juliet 5, Echo Whiskey Sierra. Kilo Juliet 5, Echo Whiskey Sierra. Go ahead there, Chris. Welcome to the round table. The mic is yours. Go ahead.
Chris in Houston, KJ High, BWS. I was just spinning the dial here and came across the 420 net.
Yeah, very good, Chris. Remember to key up a second or two before giving your call. It's a multi-mode system, so it takes a second or two for all the links to connect, and then we'll hear all your conversation. Okay, I'm not going to keep it. I'm going to send it back to Randy. I just come on board, but I saw you on the dashboard. I thought I'd give you a shout. Randy, the mic goes to you, and yeah, very good points there, Randy. I've done the fire department for 25 years, and yeah, that's the right call, that's for sure. Don't wait. Back to you, Randy, the 5RJM, the one that goes for partner group.
Well, thank you, Emil, for coming back to us here, more than earlier, bringing that other station in. Good morning to you there, Emil, and good morning to Chris there. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. You've got myself, my name is Randy, call sign VE5RJM. I live in a small community in Saskatchewan, about 2.5 hours northeast of our Queen City, Regina, capital city, I guess, and 3 hours east of Saskatoon, which is our city of bridges. So those are two major cities in Saskatchewan. So anyways, name is Randy, and call sign's Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike. We've got Pierre on the side, GE5. Alpha Lima, and his name's Pierre, and he's in Saskatoon. So welcome aboard, and doesn't matter how you come in. We got, like Emil said, we got multi-modes, whichever way you come in, but you gotta leave those pauses, because otherwise people miss part of your conversation. So, and sometimes the timing links don't disconnect, and you time out sometimes a system or two. So, we're connected Canada-wide here, and a lot of stations join in on us from all over the world. So, welcome to our group here, and hope to hear from you more often. And I just forgot your call sign. If you could say your call sign again, I'll put it in the QRZ there. Back to you, Chris, the 5RJM.
Hey, Randy, good morning. Yeah, this is Kilo Juliet 5, Echo Whiskey Sierra, KJ5, EWS. And my name is Chris. I'm down in the Houston, Texas area. And I'm a relatively new operator. I'm a technician class, got my license a couple years ago, and I've recently picked up a network radio from a ham fest and installed Echo Link on it, and using that here with you folks this morning. It I'm really impressed with it. I realize it's not, you know, it's not true radio, but it's just another tool in the toolbox. I've got, you know, plenty of other RF links for the local repeaters here, and I've been studying to get the advance towards my general. It's going to be the next
node
the
5
next thing that I cast
1
here, so.
2
it's good
5
to chat with you all,
3
and,
7
I really enjoy
time out
on this network and getting to know all of you. So I'll pass it back to you, Randy. KJ5EWS. Not in Kansas. I'm in Houston, Houston, Texas. And, I think I heard you correct. It's Kilo Juliet 5, Echo Whiskey Sierra. When you write it down, it looks kind of like K-Juice, which is kind of funny. you got me. Chris in Houston.
All right, so thank you so much. And I will put your call sign on my QR's book and also on my page. And I will just good morning and 73. And thank you very much for QSO for the whole group. And I will be QRT after you find it. So thank you very much. Victor Echo 5 Alpha Lima. My name is Sierra, Victor Echo 5, Alpha Lima, and I will be clear. 73.
Kilo Juliet 5, Echo Whiskey Sierra. Emil here back again. I probably should introduce myself as well. I'm from Halifax, Nova Scotia. My call is Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa, and I monitor the a couple of dashboards, and one being the 420. Yeah, I like ham radio. It's a hobby of a thousand rooms, and where we meet new people each day and we learn new things each day, even after 50 years of being on the radio. So back to you there, Chris.